And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Hooray for one of the really good guys, British Open champion Ernie Els. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You hate that it came at the expense of one of the biggest collapses in golf. I am sure Adam Scott's family and friends are keeping the sharp objects away from him for a few days after Scott bogeyed the last four holes Sunday to blow the Open Championship, which we know is the British Open. Scott was great through birdieing the 14th hole Sunday, and his caddy Stevie Williams was ready with a big up yours for his former boss, Tiger Woods, who was again good on Thursday and Friday, but again just threw it away on the weekend of another major. The offshoot of all these last-hour dramatics was Ernie Els, whose steady play in 68 Sunday captured the second British Open for the South African, who was waiting patiently on a putting green expecting a playoff. After all, Scott couldn't bogey four straight holes, could he? But after having to hit it sideways out of one of those horrid putt bunkers, Scott needed to sink a 12-foot par putt to force the playoff. The ball slid by left, and Els, at 42, had another major to his career that many thought was over after his water skiing accident a few years ago. But while Scott and the host of other youngies proved they are no longer afraid of Woods and the other veterans, Els steadily improved his 5-under score after Saturday and was there at the end. The proud, humble winner of another claret jug and a cool $1.4 million to go with his two U.S. Opens. Els last won the British 10 years ago at Muirfield, where he will get another chance to win his third next year. The sweet-swinging, soft-spoken Els, nicknamed the Big Easy, is one of the truly good guys in golf. When he's not winning or contending, tough in recent years due to a balky putter, he works tirelessly on the foundation he began to help support autistic children like his own son, for whom he has started the Els for Autism Pro-Am that brought in $725,000 in its first year. Els has since raised millions more to fight the birth defect that ironically has become so prevalent that it does not get the funding of higher-profile diseases championed by higher-profile people. He also has another foundation to help less-than-privileged kids get familiar with the game of golf. Hooray for Ernie, champion again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.